This is Easy Money with Don Anders. With more than a decade of financial planning experience, Don has helped thousands of people retire on their terms. He's been seen in the Wall Street Select, the Miami Herald, and on major television networks like NBC, CBS, ABC, and Fox. The Easy Money podcast was created to help explain complex financial concepts in an easy-to-understand way, without all the jargon. Now it's time for Easy Money with Don Anders.
So what is this three-legged stool? Maybe you've heard about it, maybe you haven't, but just go ahead and imagine a three-legged stool. Now, for a three-legged stool to work, it's not a four-legged stool, it's a three-legged stool. For it to work, every one of those legs has to be perfectly aligned. If you shorten one, what's going to happen? You're going to tip over, right? If you make one too long, you're going to tip over. Same thing goes for retirement planning. And what the three-legged stool is three different things. Leg number one is Social Security, and almost everyone has it in the United States. There's a few pension plans that made you opt out, but for the most part, almost everyone has that first leg. And there's a lot of people who don't have the other two, which makes retirement a little tricky. But the first leg is Social Security. The second leg is guaranteed income. And traditionally, the guaranteed income came from pensions. Well, as you know, not many people today have pensions. Back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, pensions were very common to have. Now they become less and less common. Why? Because people are living too long, and because they're living so long, that's what can hurt a pension plan, longevity. And because not many people have a pension plan, sometimes they'll look for other forms of guaranteed income. Some people will use annuities, some people will use life insurance, some people will use some type of guaranteed CD or something like that, but they'll use that as their guaranteed second leg. And the third and last leg is retirement savings. So this will typically come from IRAs or 401ks or just money that you've saved up throughout your life towards retirement. And so that leg is pretty commonly neglected. People say, well, I've done a really good job at saving, or I've earned a lot of money, or my interest rate is really good. And they think that that's all they need for that leg, but that's not true. That leg is the most important part to adjust based on where the other two legs are. So my recommendation is take a look, and you want to make sure that your pension leg, your Social Security leg, and your retirement asset leg all match up so you have a balanced three-legged stool. A lot of financial advisors don't really talk about the other two because they don't really get paid on it, right? Most financial advisors get paid on the money that they manage. So the other two are more of a burden. But to have a true retirement plan, you need to make sure that all of those line up. And sometimes the account that earns the most in your investments is not the one that will keep the rest of your plan balanced. So my recommendation is, if you haven't looked at how all three of those legs combine, look for a financial advisor and say, I want the three-legged stool, and figure out how that fits in to your retirement plan.
Don Anders is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional, helping individuals create financial strategies using a variety of investment and insurance products to custom suit their needs and objectives. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agencies. Securities and advisory services offered through Madison Avenue Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Madison Avenue Securities and Don Anders are not affiliated companies.